In Matthew 25, Jesus teaches three parables about the end of time. The parable of the 10 virgins, the parable of the talents, the parable of the sheep and goats, verses 31 to 46. In the last parable of the chapter, Jesus speaks of his coming in glory with all of his holy angels. Verses 32 and 33 say, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. To the sheep on his right hand he will joyously declare, 'Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" Verse 34. "To the goats on his left hand he will woefully declare, 'Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Verse 41. Verse 46 of this chapter then summarizes the declarations on that great and notable day. Jesus said, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." In this lesson, we are mainly concerned with the goats on the left hand of the Lord. The sheep on his right hand will be considered in another lesson, a later lesson. A closer examination of the text reveals that the difference between the sheep and the goats are their benevolent deeds. The intent of the parable, however, is not to limit this as being the only difference, but rather one of the many differences between the sheep and the goats. The sheep are those who feed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, took in the stranger, clothed the naked, and visited the sick and the imprisoned, while the goats did none of these things. This parable then serves as a good illustration of one of the definitions of sin. In James 4, verse 17, James wrote, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him is sin." You see, the sheep knew to do good, and did it, while the goats knew to do good, and did it not. This is the real difference between the sheep and the goats. Because the sheep knew to do good and did it, they will receive the blessings of the eternal kingdom. And because the goats knew to do good and did it not, they will be cast into everlasting darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Obviously, nobody in his right mind would want to be a goat. But nonetheless, numerous opportunities abound to do good which go unfulfilled. The encouraging words of Paul sums up our devo for today. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Galatians 6 and verse 10. In this way, if we will seize those opportunities, we can be a sheep on the right hand to receive the blessings of the kingdom. But if we do not seize those opportunities, will be a goat on the left hand who will suffer eternal fire. The choice is ours. Which are we, the sheep or the goats?